scratch them from the charter when we did that. We very talented Warren Hood on violin. And she's very talented now on guitar. My musical journey beginning in San Antonio, Texas in 1951, where I was born, and we left San Antonio in 1957, 1958, I believe it was. My parents told us that we were going on a vacation, and we never returned. We left everything behind, horse, dogs, cats, the whole thing. I never forgave them for that, actually. No, I didn't. Anyway, so that led me to California, a little town called Huntington Beach, California, where it was that I was a surfer in the early 60s, a music lover. There was a club there called the Golden Bear that I used to go to all the time and see all the great bands of the day, Buffalo Springfield, Love, you know, Janis Joplin, all kinds of people, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Reed, people like that. I then moved to Hollywood, California in the early 70s to follow bands like Motley Hoople, T-Rex, Roxy Music, a band called The Stooges were living there that I love very much, the New York Dolls bands like that. And then in 1975, I decided I wanted to be a filmmaker. And so I moved to San Francisco, California, where I wanted to make a movie about the worst band in the world. And since we couldn't play, we became that band. And it was so bad that we used to have to ask the audience on stage to tune our guitars for us. That band was called The Nuns. And the only good thing that came of The Nuns really was that it took me to New York City, where I'd always wanted to go because of the Velvet Underground. And we lived in the Chelsea Hotel, which is kind of a bohemian mecca, I guess. You know. And it was there that I lived when the Sid and Nancy incident happened. Sid Vicious and Nancy Spongeon. It was a tragic event. And then in 1980, we decided that we wanted to be a country western band. My friend Chip and Tony Kipling came out to New York, and we finally did a 7-week tour. There were 7 dates in 7 weeks, and we took off on the night that Ronald Reagan was elected president. One of the gigs that we had in those 7 weeks was in Austin, Texas. We played Raoul's. And we decided that it would be a beautiful place to come back to and try to be a country western band and learn about country music. And so that band was rank and file. And so from that band, we finally made it to Austin. And it was there that I started a band with my brother called the True Believers a long time ago. Rock and roll band. And that's kind of what the record is about. It's a lot, I know, to put in one record. And so there might be a couple volumes, maybe. But this is a song. This song really has nothing to do with that story at all. It's just a long-winded story, I guess. And this song is called Always a Friend. It's a single off our new record. I got to play it with Bruce Springsteen in Houston. That was a big deal for me. And let's play it. You want me to be my friend? Don't worry about me, I'll get mine. Chuck Crawford, who was in a band called Green on Red in the 80s, some of you may know him. Great songwriter. And anyway, Chuck and I will talk about friends of ours who had started out in bands with us and didn't make it. People who passed on. And so this is a song for all of those guys and girls. It's a song called Sister Lost Soul.
Lost soul.
been crying. Songs that were part of a theater musical piece called By the Hand of the Father, which I originally was inspired by my father's life. He was born in Saltillo, Mexico, and crossed the border when he was 12. He was born in 1907. Crossed the border when he was 12 in search of his parents, who were picking watermelons in Lewin, Texas. Made it to San Antonio and found out that his parents were in Lewin, then found his family, reunited with his family, found that his father was a very bitter and hard-drinking and very kind of brutal man, I guess, you know. And he ran away again at the age of 16, this time headed for the West Coast. He did many things in his life. He was a migrant worker, he was a singer in work camps, he was in mariachi bands in the 30s, he played some semi-pro ball, sandlot ball, they called it. He was a prize fighter during the Depression. Great dancer, great singer, looked very, very wonderful in the suit. He had 12 kids as a result of all those charms, I think. And eight of his children became professional musicians. And so that's what inspired this theater musical piece. It was a song called Wave that I originally wrote for him. The first couple of songs that we're going to do is an instrumental piece in which David plays his beautiful classical guitar. It's called Juarez. It's about the border, crossing the border of El Paso and walking from Juarez into El Paso. And the second song we're going to play is a song called Rosalie. It's a song about letters. It's about this young girl, Rosalie, who's 12 years old, who lives in El Paso, Texas, who goes on a blind date with her aunt to California. She meets a young boy by the name of Joe, and Joe's a little bit older than she is. They dance all night long, fall in love, deeply in love. Rosalie returns to El Paso with her aunt, And they only see each other once a year for 7 years, but they write letters every single day for 7 years until they were finally married. This is based on a true story. It's the story of the courtship of the actress in this play, Rose Bethile. It's the story of her mother, Rosalie, and Joe, her father. So it is a true story. And I want to dedicate these songs to my mother-in-law and my father-in-law who were here visiting from Arizona, and my mother-in-law, Susie, is the one who quilted this beautiful piece right here, this little rug she gave to me tonight. And so I want to sing these songs for you.
Thank you.
So the news is just time. It's brought you closer to me. You whisper song for him. This is it.
Don't let them get you down. Ron Stanford, Michelle Cornwell-Bowles. Chelsea once on 723rd. We came to live sadness of everything we heard. The poets on the bars too, they just love it when it rains. The cold air and the barren road take you to the pain. But there's no sound. Just another bar. The past is fancy city life. It's everyone's star. And there's no sound.
Moved out. And we all moved on.
older song. This is off a record called Man and the Influence. It's kind of my lover boy song. Thank you.
my own song.
This is an old song. This is one of the first that I wrote. It's a song called Broken Bottle.
I could reveal what I feel for you. Mark my words with a gentle kiss. Like St. George, I'd slay the dragon just to find I'd lost. Outside this window that is warm. Outside is outside, that's where I'll be. I'll be wrapped in the morning, just to find you gone. So pour me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone, what I've gained has gone. I'll take my leave once more. Mi amor, fools for love in any language, sometimes get burned by the heat of you, just to find she's gone. My love is a scar that I wear for you, like a crown of thorns, like a bad tattoo. I wear sin like a ring of beauty, just to find me gone. Pour me a drink from a broken bottle. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. I'll take my leave once more. Fill my glass with the dirty water. What I've lost is gone. What I've gained has no name. And I'll take my leave once more. Part of that story that I was telling you about, where I lived in California when I was a kid, there was a mission called San Juan Capistrano,
which is located between Laguna Beach and Dana Point. And the swallows always came back to San Juan Capistrano every spring, I believe. And there's been already a lot of songs written about that, but I decided to write another one. When I was a kid, we used to go there whenever relatives would come visit us in Huntington Beach, we'd take them to this mission, and there was always a place we would go as kids in elementary school on field trips. I even drew the fountain at San Juan Capistrano once and won an art award. But this song's about getting back to the source of the music that I fell in love with, the rock and roll, the garage rock, the English rock. Chuck Berry, was listening to Chuck Berry today, and I was thinking how wonderful that sound is, and how it just can't be beat, in my opinion. So this is about getting back to the source and rolling in the mud and the clay.
Slow down?
Yeah.
All right. This is the first song that I wrote for this record with Chuck Prophet out here in Wimberley. And it's the last song on our record. It's a song called Slow Down. Talking about getting older. I was talking about getting older and how time seems to accelerate as I get older. There's a lot of things that I want to do. I know I'll never pitch like Juan Marichal now, or surf like David Nueva. You know. And Chuck even said that the elevator doors seem to close faster now. So this song's about getting older. It's also about taking someone younger back to that place. For me, it was Huntington Beach, for you guys, wherever it may be. About taking someone back to try to kind of experience those feelings, that sense of being on that pier and listening to that music and hearing the surf and all that stuff. And yet at the same time, you know that it doesn't exist anymore, but it's still a large part of who you are.
our applause for Mr. Brian Stenfro. Mr. Warren Hood on violin.
Thank you.
Some people say money can buy everything. All the drugs to cure the pain. Money can buy anything. Some people want all the sin and pleasure in this world. They don't care about the price they pay. All the sin and pleasure in this world. I'm just I was down. I was wandering around all day. I was drunk. I was down. I was wandering around my bed.
I called out.
Called out your name. Walks away, yeah, I'm like a bad one. Walks away, I'm dropped out of the bedroom when she walks away. I love the sunshine from where the trash out of the bedroom when she walks away.
You guys can do this out. I'm not even talking.